There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
One stock gaining 3.5% yesterday in Abu Dhabi was Aldar Properties. They have been reporting their profit for the year, and profit was 1.9 billion dirhams for 2018. I'm delighted to say that joining us on the line now is the Chief Financial Officer, Greg Feuerg. Morning, Greg. Nice talking to you.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, I mentioned the headline number there, but I'll let you talk us through the numbers for 2018 for Aldar.
We reported full-year financial results yesterday. We reported a busier year. Very happy to be reporting increase in revenue 2% to 6.3 billion dirhams. Our gross profit has been flat at 2.6 billion dirhams. I think importantly, embedded in that is a 3% rise in the net operating income that we make from our recurring revenue portfolio, which is by far our largest asset. The Aldar investments that we launched last year, it has 20 billion dirhams of real estate across Abu Dhabi, very diversified portfolio, generated 1.6 billion dirhams of net operating income, which is really underpinning our dividend.
Well, let's look at some of these different issues here, because as you said, there's a lot going on with Aldar. First of all, the revenue, which was little change, 6.3 billion dirhams, up 2% on the previous year. How have you been generating that revenue in terms of the recurring income you talked about, basically rental income, but also selling property, selling apartments, selling villas?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the big story we saw last year is we deployed a lot of capital, so we're growing through acquisition. So we acquired a significant number of assets from TDIC. So about 1.6 billion dirham worth of recurring revenue assets, hotels, some apartments, some district cooling assets. So that's driving growth in revenue. And we also acquired a large and significant development business from them on Saadiyat Island. So we've added Saadiyat to Aldar's destination portfolio. So we've got important projects like Mamsha at Saadiyat and Jawahar at Saadiyat that are mid-production, midstream, and are immediately adding to revenues and profits.
Let's look at some of the other things, including these fair value adjustments on some bits of the real estate portfolio, reportedly 700 million dirhams. What can you tell me about that?
Well, so at Aldar, we fair value. So this 20 billion dirham asset portfolio in Aldar Investments that I described earlier, we fair value those assets. So every year we hire, you know, independent appraisers come in and run the slide rule over and value them. And, you know, anytime you see some headwinds in the market, you can expect to see some modest, some modest adjustments to your asset base. So we took those 600 million against an overall asset base of 20 billion, we think reflects a pretty robust and high quality portfolio in this market.
And Greg, if we look towards the future, I guess you're doing something quite different at Aldar. You've unveiled this project, Al Reeman, and you're selling villa plots. You're aiming squarely at the mid-market here. Do you think that's an area of growth for Aldar?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's no question that we believe we've tapped into a rich vein of business there. And as I said on this program about a month ago, you know, we launched that that project. We sold it out, you know, same day with long queues down our sales center, and it's really the story with our market here. I mean, like the supply situation in the Abu Dhabi real estate market is there's supply coming in, but it's much more constructive. You know, we're seeing supply coming in around, let's say, less than 3% of the overall housing stock, which means there are pockets of demand. And we've seen that in this middle income space. So, you know, as the dominant developer here, we have plenty of land to target these kind of pockets of latent demand. And we see more of that coming in 2019.
Very quickly, Greg, tell me about your tie up with MR Properties, which you announced in 2018, and which I know is going to really ramp up in 2019. Just remind us what that is and what can we expect in 2019?
Well, we're very close to concluding the formalities with the joint venture. I mean, Saadiyat that I mentioned earlier is a very important destination, and we're going to be joining hands with MR to develop a very important Grove project there next to the Louvre, and also on beachfront. So the JV represents for Aldar, our entry into the Dubai market, and MR has a very exciting project there that we're looking to conclude our joint venture with. And again, as you said, it would be really contributing to the development profits and growth going forward.
Greg, always nice to talk to you. Appreciate your time today. Greg Feuerg is the Chief Financial Officer at Aldar Properties. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Richard.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.